Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Wednesday, May 28, 2008. The Israeli army kills two fighters in Gaza and kidnaps 12 civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two armed members of the Palestinian resistance have reportedly been killed, while nine others were wounded on Wednesday in two Israeli airstrikes and ground invasion into parts of the Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources named the two fatalities as Osama Al-Ghawati, 33, and Abdul Razik Muammar, 21. In separate statements, facts to press, the Al-Qassam brigades of the ruling Hamas party and the Islamic Jihad movement have both announced the death of their members during the Israeli air raids on Wednesday morning. Earlier in the day, an Israeli ground force attacked the Zaytun neighborhood to the east of Gaza City as armed clashes erupted between the local resistance fighters and the invading military. Israeli media sources claimed an Israeli soldier was slightly wounded during the clashes. Near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, a group of Israeli settlers attacked a Palestinian man and then stole his car on Wednesday. Local sources said that Shadi Awad from Awarta village near Nablus was returning to Nablus city when a group of settlers stopped him, attacked him, then stole his car. Also on Wednesday, the Israeli army attacked and searched Palestinian homes in several West Bank cities and towns. Palestinian sources reported that the Israeli troops kidnapped at least 12 Palestinian civilians during the operation. The sources added that Israeli troops invaded the cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, Jenin, and Nablus. Thank you for joining us. From occupied Bethlehem, you have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report was brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Shmawi.